Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hollywood Life podcast, and we are social distancing while we do our podcast interviews, so we're all coming from our homes. I'm here with my co-host today, Ali Stagnita. Hi, Ali.
Hi, guys.
At home in her bedroom.
My bedroom.
And today we are so excited to welcome live from Beverly Hills, Dorit Kemsley from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Hi, Dorit.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi,
Dorit.
Hi.
So happy to have you.
Glad to be here.
As fabulous as ever. So we're very excited to see you virtually.
Thank you. And it's really good to see you guys. And I have to say, I spent a little extra time in the bathroom this morning because I've got a housewives confessional right after you guys. So we have to really step it up a little. And it's been nice because I've had this time during quarantine to be able to really watch some tutorials, hair and makeup tutorials. So, A, I have even more respect for my glam squad.
And I know, B, it's hard.
Know, but if I do have to, you know, I can at least beat my face a little bit. You know, I find the slick back look is always easy, but it's also elegant, so.
Yeah, I think you look great. I'm very impressed.
How did it feel putting on like a full face today? Because I feel like the day that I like do my hair and makeup, I'm going to feel on top of the world.
Yeah, it's so easy not to when you're at home in quarantine.
That's so true. Well, you know, since the show started, we're doing a lot of press. I'm doing a lot of press every week. So I really have found that I'm doing my hair and makeup almost every day. And even pre-press, it makes me feel better to at the very least. And I do the same with my kids. You know, they're not in their PJs all day. I mean, in the morning, we change their clothes. You know, I don't have an alarm for them. I think that they can wake up naturally. Kids wake up early anyway. Mm-hmm. But I find that there are certain days where I'll kick it up a notch and there are certain days, maybe the weekends where I'm like, no, I'm not even putting on foundation. But for the most part, I'm making an effort because it just makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Well, and this, it also goes to show how much you can do at home. You just said you're still doing a lot of press for Real Housewives and you're taping confessionals. Who knew we could do all this at home? Have you been impressed by how much you are handling there?
Oh, for sure. You know, I got into a routine quite quickly with the kids when we went into quarantine, and they started off with the Zoom classes. And then after spring break, it was a good few weeks into it, Jagger's classes went from like 2 Zoom classes to 5. And it's incredible how people can adapt and how we've done between the virtual learning and the virtual press and the interviews. And now Housewives is, you know, we've been able to shoot our confessionals. Usually that's a 10-person job. Wow. I mean, this is just ourselves doing the setup, but working with the producer.
You're now the producer.
Yeah, working with the producer virtually, you know, not only just the questions, but also doing the setup and the lighting and so on. So you really, it's a testament to how quickly we can adapt into a new normal. Yeah. And I've been astonished by it all. I mean, it's I think it's great to see.
Well, and I feel like too, you know, you are a female entrepreneur, you are on the show that is still taping right now, but also you are homeschooling and, you know, entertaining your children. What's that been like kind of juggling this all for you?
Well, I will say this because I'm very grateful that we have this time as a family. I can't sit here and complain about it all too much, if I'm honest, because I kind of, you know, I look at every day and I think to myself, wow, you know, I know in the blink of an eye, things are going to change and we're going to get back to our hectic lives. And right now, my husband and the two kids and myself, we're home and we're together. And it's, there's something magical about that. I will say that the virtual learning is challenging at times, for sure. My kids are in preschool and kindergarten, and you know, Phoenix has one Zoom class, and but for to get a six-year-old to sit down and be focused, you know, and to do all of those Zoom classes and then to do work after is difficult. Mm-hmm. But I try not to put too much pressure on anyone during this time, and I feel like, you know, you have to go with the flow. And my kids, thankfully, have you know, they've found a way to easily go into this new routine that we have.
Yeah, kids are very adaptable. And that's amazing that Jagger, he's six, right?
Yes.
He's six, that they have five classes a day. What are they doing in the five different classes?
I think it's incredible. So he's got this assembly in the morning with the school, and then he goes into his individual class, Zoom class. And then he does PE and technology and science. And then he's got a language class.
You know, I think that's good though, too, because I was talking with some girlfriends the other day about this. I mean, those are the formative years, you know, when you're kind of like a junior, senior in high school and college, like your brain has formed fully and, you know, you're kind of just learning. But those are the years that you learn to read, your ABCs, things like that.
Yes, yes, I know. He's reading and, you know, he's got to prepare for first grade. And, you know, for me, as much as I don't want to put pressure on them, I also want him to be able to go into first grade, you know, with all of the things he should have learned in kindergarten. And yeah. So it's because you're right. It is very formative. And, you know, I think when you're at in these grades, I mean, I happen to believe everybody catches up, you know, and I've never been one of those moms that's like, because my son was a delayed talker, my son didn't speak until 3 years old, I wasn't one of those that was like, oh, you know, if he's not doing this, then it's a problem. If he's not doing that, I kind of, you know, let it be and realized it's better, particularly when they're this young, to kind of let them find their way. They'll talk when they want to talk. They'll walk when they want to walk. You know, obviously keep a close eye. But, you know, he doesn't stop talking now. I can't get a word in edgewise.
Good. That's good. And hey, listen, thank goodness that, like, when did they invent Zoom? It wasn't that long ago. You can have a situation where you can do your work, your Real Housewives work, and I'm sure your work on Beverly Beach, your lifestyle brand, that you can use Zoom to communicate with your producers, the other housewives, and I'm sure your employees.
Absolutely. Thank goodness. I didn't know about Zoom before quarantine, before this pandemic. I didn't. I mean, I know it existed, but I had no reason to use it. And then all of a sudden, everybody was using it. And you learn very quickly. Thankfully, it's very easy. But it's true. And I think that's how everyone is really finding their way to continue to work and to maintain friendships and you know, be close to loved ones. And I know even during the holidays, people were Zooming, mm-hmm. You know, so that they felt that they were spending the holidays with family and friends. It's been mind blowing.
Mm-hmm. Have you, I saw on your Instagram that you had pictures of your Seder, your Passover Seder, mm-hmm. and that usually you have like 20 people. And it was just the four of you. So it's just the four of you in quarantine right now.
Yes.
Yes. And so were you able to use Zoom or in some way to be able to reach out to the rest of your family during that time?
I didn't for the Seder Passover because my parents and my brother and sister, they're both on the East Coast. And we all have small children. And I think that between the time difference, I have a very large family. My mother has four sisters. I grew up with Passovers that are like 50, 60 people.
Wow.
And my mother, you know, does it all. She cooks it all. So it, for me, it was kind of like, this is the situation. You know, we can't all be together. It's the first year ever in my life. But I just was acceptive of it. And then I just thought, I'm not going to try to get this one on Zoom and that one on Zoom because it's never going to be the way we've had it in the past. So, and it was okay. You know, we had a nice, quiet Passover. I mean, I did it. I was pleased about that. And, and again, this is everything in my mind. It's like, we're dealing with it now and there is an end. Mm-hmm. We may not know when that is going to be, but it doesn't mean that next year we won't all be together. And I think that, you know, I try to always stay very positive and look at the good in things. So I was appreciative that I was there with my two kids and that I was doing it for them. And, you know, we had a nice holiday together.
Yeah, it looked great.
That's what you say at the end of Passover too, next year in Jerusalem. So next year, hopefully everyone's together.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now I've seen that you've been very busy baking with Phoenix and Jagger. And yeah. Phoenix, your daughter, she's 4. She yeah. seems to be a real natural at baking.
She's so good and she loves it. She asks me all the time. In fact, it started because at Hanukkah, I always make the traditional latkes and the sufganiyot, the donuts. Mm. So I asked my kids, because they're a little bit older, 4 and 6 this year, I said, do you guys want to help mommy make the donuts? So they got so excited. And we were making it together and they loved every part of it. And so afterwards they said, mommy, can we make the donuts again? And I said, well, no, I only make that once a year, but we can make something else. And that's how it started. And then Phoenix was just, she's so cute. Both of the kids are so cute. It's like, I fell. I mean, I literally, it's just, she's, so I started to film her. And it became like this little, like it was her cooking show. And she wanted yeah. to put on a little show. And then it just grew from there. And I enjoyed doing it so much with her. And she enjoys doing it, most importantly. So I just found that as long as she wants to do it, I'm happy to do it.
And that is a great example of like something, a really special moment that you've got time to do. And I mean, there you are becoming a filmmaker, because I watched your videos on Instagram and I think they're on YouTube. And I mean, she is like talented. She can crack an egg with one
hand. I know. It's really amazing.
She loves the camera too, you know, because it's kind of just like mommy, like seeing you be on camera, she just kind of takes after you with that.
For sure. You know, my kids, they really don't know anything else. I mean, they grew up, Phoenix was 3 months old when I started Housewives. You know, they see me on TV and they see the film crew. Phoenix was always a little bit more shy in the very beginning. Jagger was, he's like a ham. I mean, the camera gets on and he's just like, I'm made for this. And I'm like, oh my God, you know? And Phoenix has come into her own. I mean, this last year, she really has. And I think being a sibling, you know, the younger sibling, where her brother was always like this, she was kind of a little bit in his shadow. Now she feels like, wait a minute, this is my cooking show. I'm front and center, you know? So she's really... She loves it. But, and it's fun for me because I'm watching my little girl. I mean, I've always loved glam and I've always loved high heels and purses and things like that in fashion. And I'm watching her turn into this person. And it's definitely innate in her because, I mean, she'll come by, she wants to put on my heels and my bag. And she's part that she sees mommy and part that she just loves it as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. So we've done some interviews with several other women that have kids and their husband all at home. And I'm interested, how are you kind of making sure that you have couple time too, in addition, you know, everybody home, two kids, how are you making time with people?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Our time is always when the kids go down to sleep. They're pretty good about it. I mean, they always find their way into our bed in the middle of the night, but there's a good like couple of hours from when they go down to when they come back in that my husband and I have together. And my favorite thing to do is for us to like get in bed, cuddle and watch our shows.
Yeah.
And we,
what are your shows?
Oh, well, we love Homeland. And I mean, I don't want to give any spoilers for those that haven't caught up, but it's like the greatest season finale, series finale that I've ever seen. So we were so into that. Blacklist the same. We love Blacklist. Yeah. We love watching shows together. And then before that, while I'm getting the kids ready for bed, my husband will kind of watch a movie. You know, he lets me do that and he'll relax and watch a movie. And then he's like, let me know when you're ready to watch our show. So yeah.
That's really like, it's a really nice routine. I see that you have got him into TikTok. Yeah. You know, along with the kids. Did that take some
like spin-off, like a TV show spin-off you need?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. I'm not sure I can handle that.
Impressive dancing going on.
Yeah, I mean that, obviously everybody, when we were in lockdown, you see all of these people doing TikTok. Again, something I probably would have never done had we not been quarantined. And after seeing a few, I thought, oh, this looks fun. And I'd watch a little bit with my kids, and Jagger's always up for anything. And Jagger's like, let's do it, mommy. Come on, let's learn the dance. So they get me really excited to do these things. And you're also trying to fill time with creative and fun things. So whenever you find something you can do as a family and have a laugh about it and things like that. So we did. We joined TikTok and we learned a few dances and yeah, I mean, PK's got less patience and attention than probably the little ones combined. I mean, he'll like learn it and he'll do a few and he's like, wait a minute. Okay, I'm done after this one.
Yeah.
So, but I think we have a lot of fun doing it.
Good. So you guys continue to stay entertained.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yes.
Now, would you be, are you in touch at all with your Real Housewives castmates? Do you guys Zoom when you're not working? Like, are you chatting at all?
We do chat. Some of us definitely chat. We don't Zoom, or we haven't Zoomed. You know, everybody, believe it or not, I know it sounds crazy to say it, but we've all been really busy. And I know that you're busy in your lives, but you know, we have children, animals, you know, to take care of, and we're all cooking, but we do stay in touch. I don't find that I have as much time as you think for like enough FaceTimes or Zooms. You know, I try and stay in touch with my mother, my in-laws that are in the UK, you know, I talk to every day, and the day just goes by. But yeah, we do. We stay in touch, and you know that the show is on every week, and we're all on social media. So we all stay very close in touch, and kind of ride the season until we've got to do the reunion.
Yeah. Now you just made a very interesting face. Do you think that, if necessary, that the reunion would work doing it virtually?
I think they have done that, and I think it does work. Our reunion, we're not shooting until midsummer or late summer, I think. So I think what they're still planning for us to all be together. But right now we've got a date on the books, but that's, you know, a couple of months away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's just, nobody knows what's going to happen. But you know what? You are so right about the days just fly by. Like, it's so busy. You would think we're at home, we're not running around. We're like, for Allie and I, we're not going into the office, that it would be easier. But I find that, yes, everything seems to take longer. Well, you've got kids, so you're there alone with two children, and you have to make sure that they're doing their school activities, and you've got to help entertain them. But what do you think makes it like that your time is more taken up than ever before?
I know. I think it's because there's a lot to do in the day, particularly when, you know, first of all, when you're home all day, everybody in the house wants to eat, always, for some reason. I mean, like, if it's not my husband, it's my kids. And I don't know where they're putting it, but they're eating nonstop from the morning until the evening. you know, between having work and being able to also stay in touch with friends and family, so doing interviews and then making sure that the kids are okay and your husband, the days just, they really do, they fly by. And I think, you know, we're in charge of our days. Whereas, you know, we go to work, you go into the office and, you know, you're kind of in this routine, not in quarantine. And it's like the days, some days can be long, some days can be short, some days can be, you know, feel like they fly by. But here, you're kind of in charge of your entire day. So you get up in the morning and you're like doing whatever you need to do or want to do, and the day just goes.
Yeah. I was just going to say, are you working on your lifestyle brand while you're in quarantine? Like, can you continue it?
So I was working on a few things, obviously with manufacturing and so on, because we manufacture everything in Los Angeles.
Okay.
There was a big pause, which is okay, because we've got a lot of products already, existing products, and some of the things that we're going to continue to work on, we can pick up where we left off, and it's not really going to change anything.
Okay.
But I think for the most part, some of the new launches that we wanted to do, we've had to kind of push, much like everyone, you know, the networks and movies and things like that, you have to push, and people are expecting that to come out later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's okay. Luckily, we're in a situation where we can do that.
Yeah. Are you staying kind of inspired and constantly coming up with new ideas and stuff within quarantine?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. I think if anything, I've got more drive, more dreams. I mean, my poor husband last night, I was like, I've got this dream and this vision, and I want to do this and I want to do that. And it was like midnight, and he's just like, you have to turn off. I'm like, PK, I know it's clear in my mind. I want to like just start, you know? So it's almost like I'm ready. Whenever it's time, I'm ready. But yes, I've got a lot that I want to do.
Are you able, like I was looking at your website and you have these fabulous bathing suits and cover-ups and athleisure. Are you able to ship still, or is that all on hold?
Yes, thankfully, my fulfillment center, they initially closed, and then the owner and one other staff member are going in to fulfill orders, but there are delays, much like with everything else. But luckily we can. So, and we have been, you know, people are shopping. They really are. So I'm pleased that we're able to do that. And I think that, you know, the delays are not as bad as in some other places.
Yeah. What advice would you have for, you know, working mothers during this time right now? Because I think that balance can be difficult as well.
Yeah, it really is. I think the best advice you can give, and I know it's easier said than done, but try not to put too much pressure on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to put too much pressure on anybody. You're doing the best you can, and that's all you can do. And everybody's in the same boat. And if you have to move or switch or, you know, the kids have to miss something, whatever it is, we'll all get back to where we need to be. Mm-hmm. But I think that when you try to do everything and you think you're doing a terrible job at work and a terrible job at mothering and a terrible job, all you're doing is you're stressing yourself out, and everybody needs you, you know? So try to take it one day at a time and try and have a little bit of, be nice to yourself, you know, be kind to yourself, because you'll get a lot more done, and everybody is going to be better off for it.
Yeah. I think that we just all have to try and be as positive as possible in the situation. So I think that's really great advice. Are your kids able to, like, do they miss their friends? Are they having virtual play dates, anything like that?
So we've done some FaceTimes, and my sister has a little boy that's around Jagger's age, and they're very close. So they're FaceTiming like every single day. Some of the kids in Jagger's class have had birthdays, and the parents have done like drive by where we make a sign and we drive by. I think it's almost a little bit more difficult for the kids when you do that. For me, I've found, because I think that you're kind of dangling, you know, the carrot, but they can't have it. You know, it's like, well, no, you can just look from afar. It's different when they're on FaceTime because you know that they're not there and you can still have a conversation. But my kids have been very good, you know, and they have each other, thankfully, you know, which I'm so grateful for.
Do they understand about what's going on?
Well, I've always spoken to my kids, you know, I'm not like babies. So I kind of talk to them about it early on and I explain to them that there's a virus going around and that we need to stay home. We're home as a family and, you know, you don't get into like the really fine detail, but I think that the essence of it, because it's important. I mean, they were no longer going to school and then they would ask, well, can we go to this place that we would always go for them to play? And I said, no, you know, and this is closed and the parks are not open. And I remind them and they've always, because I'm one of those moms that's always been like, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. So they've always heard it from me and they know why. And this was during flu season, you know, you have to wash your hands, otherwise the germs and the germs go here. So I already had like a foundation, thankfully. So I explained to them that there was a virus going around and we had to kind of keep social distancing. And they're very clever kids, you know. They'll say something like, mommy, can we go to Target? We'll keep 6 feet from whoever is there, you know, and we'll blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so it's cute, but they've been okay about it. My daughter's kind of like, oh, when is the virus going to be done? I'm like, Phoenix, we all feel you.
Yeah.
I know. Do they watch you when you're on TV? Like, I'm sure they can't, like, understand, but do they just like to see you?
They do. They do. They'll be like, oh, there's mommy. She's on TV. Or, you know, when they see even press or we'll be sitting there watching something and then, you know, my name or my face or something will come up for, you know, some press. And they're so used to it. They're kind of like, oh yeah, there's mommy, you know,
right.
They are.
Right. Been there, seen that.
I know.
Lived
I
it. Know.
Yeah.
That's cute. And then you just finished also your house, right? Yes. Completely redoing right before this. And now you get to just live in it, which is nice.
Oh, I know. It's so amazing. Well, we moved to a new house, brand new house. I started filming immediately when we moved. In fact, you know, started filming and then we moved. So I didn't really have the time to get everything together like I'd like it to. So it's been nice to be able to have those little organizational projects that I've needed to get to. But, you know, at the same token, it's not fully furnished yet and there's not a lot of pictures on the walls and I've got pictures like with the framers that closed down.
No,
they're at least, you know, they've shut down for the foreseeable future. So everything is sort of paused and I'm a little OCD and I like things in place and I like things everything done now. So I've had to stop and breathe and think, okay, you know what? It's okay. It'll get done when it gets done.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
But yeah, I love being in the new home. We've got an incredible backyard with a pool and a basketball
court. Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, the kids are just, you know, we're really enjoying it.
Do you have a plan? Do you only go out shopping once a week? Like, how have you organized yourself that way with outside activities?
Well, go out when I have to. But I like ordering things in, if I'm honest. I like things delivered. And there's such, you know, it's become very easy to do that, you know, with the Instacarts and, you know, you can order from any of the grocery stores and get things. I do a lot of Amazon. You know, we've got our whole routine where when we do get packages, you know, spraying them down and all of that. But for the most part, I do it like that. My kids kind of eat the same things more or less and my husband. So I stock up in one particular area and then it's kind of like you need to fill in the gaps.
You're lucky. I don't find we have as much delivery from grocery stores here.
Oh, I mean, it's been like the saving grace here. Yeah, there's like, even the ones that I wouldn't go to because they're too far, they're delivering now, like some of the health food stores. And I'm ordering from them and they're delivering and it's incredible.
Wow. Wow. Well, we have gotten a lot of advice from you.
Yeah. No, and it's been so fun.
Oh, thank you guys.
And we're really happy that you've had time to talk with us and that we've caught up with you. And everybody should keep tuning in to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we're going to look forward to the rest of the season. And if anyone needs some bathing suits or athleisure, Beverly Beach, go to beverlybeach.com. And you all should check out your baking videos for sure.
Sure. They're so fun.
Instagram. And so thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Stay safe.
You too.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.